Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beattie of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during February. For most of us, this will be the coldest month of the year. So when you're heading outside, make sure you're bundled up warmly. Don't forget your head and feet. Plan to stay out at least for a half hour to give your eyes a chance to adapt to the darkness. Even after 10 minutes, you'll see far more stars than when you first stepped outside. Let's start with the obvious. Almost immediately after sundown, you'll see a star-like point of light burning through the twilight glow well above the southwest horizon, a little to the left of where the sun sets. That's the planet Jupiter. The king of planets doesn't have a solid surface. Instead, its gleam is due to sunlight reflecting off the dense, whitish clouds that envelop the entire giant planet. Jupiter is nearing the end of a long evening run that began last September. Back then, the planet was at opposition, that is, opposite the sun in the sky, and about as close to Earth as it can get. In the months since then, Earth has wheeled around in its orbit, with Jupiter a little farther away from us and a little dimmer week by week. So the irony here is that while Jupiter is a snapped spot right now, it's only half as bright as it was a few months ago. This month, new moon falls on February 3rd, and you can start watching for its beautiful crescent low in the west about two nights later. On February 6th, look for its fingernail-thin arc not far to the right of Jupiter. It'll make a beautiful pairing. The moon moves farther up and left night by night, gradually fattening until the full snow moon rises at sunset on the evening of the 18th. Now that you've savored Jupiter and the moon, let's do a little star hopping. As darkness falls, the magnificent hunter Orion is already striding up in the eastern sky, and by 10 p.m. he's taking command of the night. Look for his distinctive belt, a trio of stars that make a diagonal row. To the belt's upper left is Betelgeuse, the red giant star that marks the hunter's armpit. To the lower right, marking his foot, is the blue-white diamond called Rigel. Can you detect a subtle color difference between these two stars? You see, stars have different hues. Our eyes aren't very good at picking out color at night, but those color differences are real, and they tell us about the star's temperatures. For example, our sun is a slightly yellowish star with a surface temperature of about 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Other stars are both hotter and cooler. Now take another look at Betelgeuse. You can probably detect a warm reddish tinge in its light. We associate red with hot, but in this case, red means less hot, at least compared to our sun, because Betelgeuse is only about 6,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's a different story with Rigel at the opposite corner of Orion. In this case, its blue-white color is letting us know that its surface is a searing 20,000 degrees. Deep inside this star, nuclear fusion is converting hydrogen to helium at such a furious pace that Rigel outshines our sun by more than 60,000 times. But there's a price to pay. Such stars live fast and die young. Rigel is destined to explode spectacularly as a supernova in just a few million years. Kapow! To Orion's lower left, close to his heel, is the constellation Canis Major, the big dog, and its signature star, Sirius. In fact, Sirius is often called the dog star. Woof! Now go back to the belt and slide your gaze to the left by about 3/5 held at arm's length, and you'll come to the star Procyon in Canis Minor, the little dog. Woof! These two constellations faithfully follow the hunter across the sky throughout the night, ready to snatch up his prey. Betelgeuse, Sirius, and Procyon form a beautiful equilateral triangle in the sky, which is known to stargazers as the Winter Triangle. Now, other than Jupiter, the planetary pickings are slim on February evenings, but you'll do much better if you're up before dawn. Even before you first see the glow of pre-dawn twilight, Venus is unmistakably dazzling over the eastern horizon. Then, if you swing your gaze behind you and well to the right, you'll spy Saturn high in the southwest, roughly where Jupiter was the previous evening. If you want more sky watching tips, check out skyandtelescope.com. Next month, I'll explain what the dog star of winter has to do with the dog days of summer. Until then, I wish you clear skies.